You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales recorded 27 new COVID-19 cases as residents learned that the stay-at-home orders will continue for another week to limit further infections. Health authorities are worried about the local government areas of Canterbury, Bankstown, Liverpool and Fairfield. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging Sydneysiders to endure this painful period in order to eliminate the virus sooner rather than later.
Everybody is touched by this. Everybody doing the right thing is suffering, and please know that we get that, completely get that. Everybody's circumstances are different, and no matter what your circumstances, we know this has been a difficult period.
Regional students will resume face-to-face learning next Tuesday after the holidays, but Sydney schools will stay shut to reduce movement around the city. The reaction to the longer lockdown included businesses expressing their devastation with requests for more certainty and support. The Federal Treasurer says he won't be bringing back JobKeeper payments in response to Sydney's extended lockdown. Deputy Labor Leader Richard Marles agrees it is a tough time for Sydney, but he is attacking the federal government for its vaccine efforts.
It's a race against the virus. It's a race to get us to the other side. It's a race to get the country vaccinated so that we are no longer living in the land of the lockdown.
And Sydney's local health district has apologised for vaccinating 163 students from St Joseph's College in Hunters Hill back in May. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard has dismissed criticism about this younger cohort receiving the vaccine doses in error.
You would make that sort of question accusation against frontline health staff who worked their butts off. You know what? School intended it well, there was a mistake, and so what? It's happened. Out of a million vaccinations, move on.
The federal government says more than 8 million vaccine shots have been delivered nationally. Queensland has recorded just one new locally acquired case of COVID-19 who had been in home quarantine. Despite the low numbers, Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is warning Queenslanders not to expect normality anytime soon or to become too relaxed.
It's very concerning. It's very stressful. There's a lot of sleepless nights. And you just want to make sure that that we do the best for Queensland. So I don't want to see people on ventilators in our hospitals.
While in Queensland, the Federal Opposition's Anthony Albanese said he was disappointed Australians can't capitalise on tourism in the north during a visit to Cairns.
But if you don't have the tourism traffic, if you don't have the numbers on boats and on tourism activities, then what we have is businesses that are under threat.
And the threat of COVID-19 has passed for now in the Northern Territory, with Chief Minister Michael Gunner declaring their lockdown has worked. From Friday, more rules are likely to relax, including the number of visitors to private homes. But limits on private gatherings in Victoria remain restricted to 15 people per day. However, Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley says the state's position is stable enough to ease mask rules from Thursday.
They will no longer be required at schools for students and staff, and they will no longer be required at workplaces, particularly if you don't interact with the public, for example, in offices, factory settings, and in other arrangements.
Dance floors will also be allowed to reopen, and stadiums can soon have 75% crowd capacity. The announcement came as Victoria reached a milestone, a full week without any community transmission of COVID-19 since the start of the state's latest lockdown. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.